This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
come. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? All right, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors at USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. John Reagan's with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
You know, John, I had a really busy weekend, did you?
It was interesting.
Well, let me tell you, it was sunny. Well, you know, relatively sunny. Sky, we had our share of chemtrails. But in between the bits of rain, I was able to move 110,000 pounds of hay from one field to where we stage it for feeding in the winter and put some in the barn. And I was pretty excited about getting that done. I'm all sunburned. And the crew working on the barn, the concrete foundation and the short walls of concrete, have finished pouring the concrete. And you know, John, I got to tell you, I almost forgot what it's like working with a construction crew. I really did. I walked up to one of the guys who who I knew who did a job for me about 8 years ago. And I said, you know, you got this new guy on the job. And his mouth is absolutely foul. F this, F that. I mean, it was out of control. I mean, once is out of control for me. So I walked up to the guy I knew and I said, yeah, I understand he's your foreman, but you know what? Once more, just once more. And I'm going to throw him off the farm. I'm here. Our children are here. My wife is here. My mother's here. And it's unacceptable. Once more. And you're out of here. I don't care what stage of the job you're in. I don't care. You're out of here. And they said, you're right. You're right. And then, you know, I've got Jake. And Jake's our little calf. And he's become a dog. And Jake likes to eat everything. And you know, because he was bottle fed, he's used to sucking on whatever. He can find a rubber hose or a piece of rope. He'll just chew it down. It doesn't matter how long it is. He'll just keep chewing it until he gets to the end of it. And, you know, we'll have to pull it out. And, I mean, what I'm talking about is he's severed through garage door ropes that, you know, you pull your garage door down with. I'm talking about half-inch nylon rope. He's chewed them in half, and he'll get to the end where he'll be at the garage door. We'll slowly pull it out of his throat. And he eats his cigarette butts. And, you know, these contractors have no regard for the owner's property. And, you know, and these cigarette butts are, they drive me crazy because I have to pick up their cigarette butts because they don't know how to do it. And, you know, I'm just trying to think of what kind of habit I could have that I could go to another person's house and just trash it, you know. What would I have that I could just litter their house with, their driveway, their backyard, that would be equivalent to cigarette butts? Would it be candy wrappers? Would it be that if I were chewing on a piece of candy and I had one every 15 minutes and I just took the wrapper and threw it on the ground? Would I do that? Obviously not. So what is it with these smokers? What is it? And then it was so hot, we offered them soft drinks. And so we gave them a place to put the soft drink cans, you know, a trash container. And so where do I find them? Well, they go out the driveway. It's a third of a mile long. They turn left. They get on the gravel road, and they throw the cans out on the road where I can pick them up. I tell you what, I just forgot what a pain in the neck it is to work with contractors. And so I'm out there, and they're watching me because, you know, I explained exactly where the doors were going to be, where the openings were going to be, how high they were going to be. And I'm out there with our son, and we're measuring. And they've got the concrete, you know, the forms all ready to put concrete in. And I said, all set? Yep. Checked it? Yep. And I go out there with the tape, and they're looking at me like, geez, I wish that guy wouldn't, you know, check all of our work. And I go, hey, door's not the right size. The door's not the right size. It's too big. This other door over here, it's not the right size. It's in the wrong place. And they go, okay, geez. And then F this, F that. And they're swearing at everybody. It's everybody's fault but the foreman, right? So they fix it. I take the tape measure and I go, it's still wrong. And they fix it again. And they're ready to pour the next morning. And overnight I checked it again. It's still wrong. What I'm saying is, America is falling apart. It's falling apart. Young people, I watch the young people who don't know how to do anything. They cut the rebar too short, so I'm out there with the welder. My son's out there with the welder. We're welding, you know, more rebar in. We used 20% more rebar than we should have because they cut it too short, and we had to patch it. It's out of control, and I think it's everywhere. I really think we just don't give a darn anymore about what we're doing. We're not paying attention. What do you think, John?
Yes, and unfortunately, that lack of paying attention is going to come back and bite us all.
Right, right. And, you know, you've heard of these buildings that have fallen down, you know, balconies that have collapsed. I'm talking about commercial buildings where floors have just collapsed and people have died. Well, one of the reasons for that is lack of concern, lack of paying attention to what we're doing, lack of attention to detail. And it just drives me crazy. I just cannot stand waste. I can't stand it. As a matter of fact, you know the large coffee cans, the Folgers coffee cans are like the 44-ounce size. I mean, the biggest, tallest, they used to be 3 pounds, but, you know, that's what I'm talking about. They had so many nails left over, just thrown everywhere. Everywhere. We have this big magnet on the end of a 3-foot rod. The magnet's probably 3 inches in diameter. It's a really strong magnet, and we can just walk around and it'll just grab nails, you know, and pull them out of the dirt. Well, with this 3-inch circle magnet, you know, we spent, oh, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 hours picking up nails. How many? More than probably almost a coffee can and a half of nails just scattered everywhere. That's because it's too hard to pick them up, right? And now we could leave them there, and we can hope that they'll pick them up, and they won't. But if they miss some, we'll have flats for years, years, because this is inside a barn floor, and it's not going to be paved over with anything. It's just going to be a dirt floor on the inside of the barn, maybe some gravel at some point when we get it leveled out. But it's a nuisance. There is just, and in the concrete trucks, okay? Concrete truck comes flying in, slams into our culvert at the end of the driveway, crushes it. Why? Because he had to slam in. He couldn't drive it slowly. No, He comes in. I mean, we're talking about 4 concrete trucks. Actually, we're talking about 6. They crush the culvert. And then when they're done, you know, they want to wash out their chute. They wash it out in the front lawn. They leave a sack the size of a 40-pound dog food bag of concrete in the front yard. They just wash it out wherever they feel like it. They figure that's someone else's job to clean it up. When that hardens, that's a job for us in the front end loader to pick it up, scoop it out of the ground. And that happened 6 times. I'm sick of it. Absolutely sick of it. And it'd be worse if I wasn't here. But the problem is I was on the radio during some of it. But anyway, and you look at how these guys drive their concrete trucks. It's not their concrete truck. They slam it into forward. They slam it into reverse. I mean, they just beat these trucks up. And, of course, who pays for it? I guess that would be us, the customers, right? So I'm on a kind of a mild rant today about waste in America. And how about this? How about each time they ordered concrete, they had a yard and a half left over, a cubic yard and a half with each truck. Now, they expect me to pay for that. Now, I didn't order the truck. I didn't measure it. They did. They're in the concrete business. They're in the, you know, they do this for a living. How can they order 10% too much concrete with every truck? How is that possible? I don't get it. You know, the area is length times width times height, right? Didn't we all learn that in school? And you know what happens with that extra concrete, class? When they haul it away, they don't say, man, oh man, did we bring too much concrete that we're billing you for? No, they quietly haul it away and they make concrete blocks out of it. And they use those blocks or sell those blocks with the concrete that you paid for, that you have no idea that you overbought. Okay, John. Enough of my ranting.
Well, what I have probably won't cheer you up either.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you. Okay, you mentioned cheering up. Well, we've got a couple minutes before the first break. I have some very sad news. Let me mention this. I was on another network, and I'm going to even mention the network. It's called Republic Broadcasting Network. A couple years ago. And the owner is John Stadtmiller. And John Stadtmiller has been to our expos. He's been to our home many, many times. I happened to call him up over the weekend. I said, hey, John, how's it going? And I noticed kind of a sad tone in his voice. He was not himself. And we talked, and then he told me there was a tragedy in his home of unimaginable proportions. I'm not talking about loss of property. I'd prefer that if you learn about this, you learn about it from him. But here's what I ask. This man is hurting right now, and rightfully so. And he's a friend of mine. I'd like to suggest that if you pray for John Stadtmiller and his wife, Sandra.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So when I was talking with John Stadtmuller, and we talked for quite a long time, and I mentioned to him that, you know, in alternative radio, we're all in this together. And he mentioned that this year alone, 16 alternative radio networks collapsed. 16. They couldn't make it. And, you know, there are new ones starting up all the time. But 16 of them collapsed. Now, although some might see us as competitors, and I'm sure, you know, that's the way we're viewed, we are the largest here at Genesis. But with over 70 hosts, that's a lot of programming talent. But I like to see competition. I like to see competition head-to-head with us, because I think it makes us better. It gives us something to strive for, to do better, to be our best. You know, and I'm looking right now at, you know, some of the competition. And we're doing okay. I mean, we're going head-to-head with the big guys. That'd be Laura Ingraham and Glenn Beck. And, right now, one of our very own, Joyce Riley, is number 3. Her ranking is number 3 on TalkStream Live. That's outstanding. I love it. You know, Herman Cain is number 8. Imus is number 9. Danny Bonducci is number 16. We'll probably catch up to Danny Bonducci in the second hour. But right now, we're not. Geraldo is way below that. So we're going head-to-head with some of the big guys, and we're delighted to do it. And I mentioned to John Statmoller that I think of him every day, and I do. Last time he was here, I guess over a year ago, he decided he was going to make some spaghetti sauce for us at the family. And he brought all the ingredients, and he was cooking away in the kitchen. And he left us his salt and pepper grinders. He wanted to leave them here. And they're in the spice cabinet, and I see them every day. Every day. So his loss is huge, absolutely huge, unimaginable. And I don't want to say what it is. I think that's for him to say if you decide to, you know, search out the reason. But, you know, as we go through life, we all have problems. And earlier this morning, I was thinking about that. I was thinking, you know, we, no matter how great our problems are, we probably would not want to trade them for someone else's problems. We'd probably like to keep our own, even though we think they're huge. But if we look at other people's problems, they're probably not as huge as theirs. Just a few thoughts as I ramble along thinking about this huge loss of the Statmiller family. So please, if you're inclined, to keep John in your prayers. And I mentioned to him, I said, John, you know, I know I'm on another network. But if you need me to do anything, if you want me to sit in the right side, you know, while you sit in the left side, meaning, you know, I'll be the co-pilot if he feels that he can't do it because emotions are very, very strong. Sad emotions. I said, I'll be there. Just call me. At a moment's notice, I'll hop on the air and I'll be on your right side. He said, no. If I call you, you're going to fly solo. The point, I guess one of the small points I'm trying to make is life is short. We're all in this together. Help your friends. Help your family. Be kind. And let's survive this, because what's coming our way, what the government is bringing to us, is huge. We have to work together. Regardless of competition, regardless of personal gain, we have to put some of that aside and all work together. John Reagan's with me. We're side by side today, as we are every Monday. And we're going to talk about some news. And none of it is any good. John Reagan, I'll be right back. John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen,
a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Meet up tonight. 5:30 it starts. Fellowship starts at 5:30 at Ziggy's Restaurant Sunshine in Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Dane Wigington's going to be with us via teleseminar. He's going to provide questions and a question and answer session for us. I've got lots of questions. So doubters are welcome. So if you doubt geoengineering, please attend. Now, John, you know, I was thinking, doubters are welcome. Friends are welcome. John, when was the last time you saw a politician come to the meetup? I haven't seen one in years, have you?
I'm not sure there was one ever.
Well, I want... You know, I wonder why that is. You think they feel unwelcome? Just asking. John, so what do you have for us? Great heartwarming news.
And I did something this morning that I haven't done before. Normally when I post the resources, that's what we go with, because generally I don't get a chance to finish them anyway. But there was a news story so big, while the intro music was playing, I was working on getting another link onto our resources today. And that's at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com under the news tab. And we'll start off with the current score. That's Obama 179, Putin SU-25. That first line is actually two links. Obama has now successfully golfed for 8 weekends in a row, reaching 179 games for his presidency. In the meantime, Russia has sent its first batch of fighter jets to Iraq, while we sit back and pretty much do nothing. And the
John, that's not exactly true. Now, I'm looking at that Obama 179, and he is driving what looks like a pretty late model easy-go golf cart. And it's loaded with bags of golf clubs, and they look pretty darn expensive. So I think we're helping to keep EasyGo afloat, you know, the golf cart company. And I think we're keeping the golf club manufacturing enterprise operational, and maybe even the golf cart bag companies in business. So it's not like it's a total loss.
Well, they need all the help they can get, because most people can't afford to go out and golf. So golfing income is down for the rest of the country. So Obama is doing his part there.
That's what I'm saying. He's traveling all over. He's flying all over. I mean, you know, the rest of us have trouble finding enough gas in our vehicles to, you know, to go to a meetup, while he's flying all over golfing. And you know, John, seriously, I remember Gerald Ford came to one of the banks where I was employed as an officer. And literally, he was on the board of directors, and the maintenance crew was out with a like an insecticide sprayer with green dye, and there were some brown spots on the lawn. And this company had the maintenance department spraying the lawn green where it was brown, because the former president was coming. So when I think about that, and I'm not kidding, I'm absolutely perfectly serious about this. So when I think about Obama coming to town, they really have to spend money on maintenance to make sure that, you know, everything's acceptable for Barry the golfer. Back to you.
Well, the article I added is the second line in the score, called the 5-year plan. This comes out of the Daily Mail, and it's the 5-year plan of ISIS, the group that is causing the problems in the Middle East, in Iraq right now, and they've included a map, which is their 5-year plan, and it is somewhat disturbing. It's got pretty much all of Africa north of the equator, all of the Middle East. It's got parts of Europe, including Portugal, Spain, and Greece, and it even goes over and takes, I think, I'm going to have to look at the map, but probably part of Mongolia, and they've got all of India in there, too. It's, if they are successful in this, the way our world's going to be changing in the next 5 years is beyond belief.
Yeah, if you look at go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com and click on the link, you'll see the map we're talking about. It's a they want to take over. They want to take over.
And when things start going south in Saudi, that's going to make oil prices explode. We're currently sitting somewhere in the neighborhood of $105 a barrel. When those oil-producing regions start getting into conflict here, you'll see that easily shoot up to $150 to $200. That means gasoline prices of $5 to $7 a gallon. And I've seen some analysts say gasoline prices can go as high as $10 to $12 a gallon. And that might change life just a little bit for most Americans.
Well, it'll put an end to the meetups. Here's why. There are people who have come to the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri. And when we moved it to Lebanon, 50 miles away, which was I'll tell you, the Lebanon facility is absolutely magnificent. There's a 700-seat theater. There's a dining area and a kitchen that can serve easily 300 people. There's, I think it's 43,000 square feet of expo hall. It's and entry lobby. There's a concession stand where we take that over and staff it with our people and provide drinks at one-third of what everyone else would sell them for. People complained. They said, do you know how far it is to walk from the parking lot to the front door? I mean, the parking lot would hold hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cars. It's too far to walk. They said, do you know how far Springfield is from Lebanon? I said, actually, I do. It's about 50 miles. They said, you know, it's too far. So for people to come to a preparedness expo, spend $8 to go to as many as like almost 80 seminars over a two-day period, it was too far to drive. Too far to drive. So our attendance was way down. It was like 2,300 people. Normally it's 6,000. They complained because it was too far and too expensive to drive. What I'm saying is, when you talk about this, John, travel for pleasure will be all but over for the middle class. Seriously. I see it. Do you think I'm exaggerating?
It's going to be hard enough just affording to go to work. Some people, it might be more expensive to go to work than what they get paid.
Well, there are people who are at break-even right now. I mean, people who live in the country and who have these minimum wage jobs are spending, when they actually figure out what it costs them to commute back and forth to work, gas, tires, oil, all that stuff, insurance, and their take-home pay, it hardly pays them to go to work if they live in the countryside, you know, doing that 30 miles each way. Okay, what's next?
Well, there's a few articles that we didn't get to the past couple of weeks that I want to touch on. One from 2 weeks ago, it's under the big picture for the 16th. I called it the drone assassin. And this talks about small, low-cost drones that are coming in the near future where you can basically put these things together for about $1,000. Including facial recognition capability. They've got about a 20% success rate. So for roughly $5,000, you could have an assassination effort. And this is big in so many ways. Of course, it's troublesome for people holding high office that are targets anyway, but even for the ordinary person, you know, if you got somebody that you get upset, you may have a big problem on your hand. And these are still relatively, you know, probably about the size of a big bird type thing. So they're something you can still kind of see. Even though you wouldn't pay attention to them normally. But there's other ways that could be employed that are could be done smaller and even more frightening. You can do things like an insect-type drone that would, say, deliver a drop of nicotine. Because nicotine is very toxic. A drop on your skin is fatal. So we've got Islamists and creating the caliphate in the Middle East, trying to take over the world. And in the meantime, we've got technology making life for us living in the real world, where we have to, but we can't even look over our shoulder enough to see if somebody's after us.
John Reagan, you know, as you were saying this, I was thinking about, you know, the first drone, and the military swoops down on it and says, hey, that's really cool. Can we put a camera on it? You know, can this thing handle the payload of a small camera? That's pretty cool. How about a couple guns? That's pretty cool. Hey, how about just some small missiles? That's pretty cool. How about biologicals? Can we have them fly with biologicals? That's pretty cool. I can just envision the military saying that. So they've taken a remote control plane or a remote control helicopter outfitted with cameras, missiles, guns, and I would suspect biologicals. And so they have encouraged the technology to where the price point is low. And now it's a real problem.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
John Reagan, you know, I'm looking at this article, and again, you know, Citizen Strike Back, the one you're just talking about, tiny, low-cost drones may one day assassinate corrupt politicians, corporate CEOs, and street criminals. And I can see it happening. I'm certainly not advocating it. But you know what? The only reason that this article would say Citizens Strike Back, colon, tiny low-cost drones may one day assassinate corrupt politicians, corporate CEOs, and street criminals would be because people have lumped them all together. Street criminals, corporate CEOs, and corrupt politicians. They've lumped them in as enemies of we the people because of the things that they're doing to us. Just try to get, just try calling a cell phone company and getting satisfactory customer service. Just try calling a company and getting, you know, I'm talking about a large corporation, and try to get satisfaction. Just try. It's tough. It's tough. And I can see where people will resort to this in the future because they've had it. And they wouldn't do it because life's good. They do it because they've just lost their temper because of so many things that the system is doing to them. The surveillance, the wiretapping, the eavesdropping. You know, I looked at a Google map of my farm. I was looking at it with Erin Dakins, another broadcaster, and she was at her home and I was here, and we were looking at our farm on the internet separately but together. She said, oh, I can see the cars. I can count the cars. And there's your truck, and there are the cows swimming in the pond. That's the level of detail that we can see. That's probably nothing compared to the level of detail that they can see. What's next?
Well, underneath the drone assassin, there's another link called the restart issue. And this talks about Walmart's Made in USA push. And it's kind of ironic in some ways because Walmart was responsible for the death of a lot of industry in America, and now they're trying to get it restarted. And they're coming across a problem because there's not enough component suppliers, there's an inexperienced workforce, and other things. And a quote out of here is, a lot of the tribal knowledge and skill sets are gone because the humans who used to do that work have either retired or died. And if you stop and think about it, if Walmart is having this much problem trying to get things made in the USA in what are fairly normal times, think about what it will be like after the event when the entire supply chain has collapsed. The people that built it, the people that worked it, are no longer around. Restarting civilization as we know it is something that we will not see in our lifetimes. And that's why, you know, I try so hard. You need to be prepared for that life without the global supply chain that we have today.
John, just to hammer that point home, years ago when we had our concrete work done for our house, the foreman was probably 58 years old, and he knew how to make sure the building was plumb, level, and square. And that's really, really important when you go to build on top of a foundation. Well, you know what? He died. And the crew really had a tough time without him. I mean, a tough time without him. They couldn't do it. They couldn't get it right until we helped them. And what you're talking about, I saw it. I saw it here on the farm. We're not going to be able to restart. Because the people who knew how to do it, most of them are gone. John Reagan and I will be right back with more news. None of it's good.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.